country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And thank you, Hank Williams Jr., for your totally unpolitically correct song, which we are highlighting on this episode of the Bruce Allen Show, which is about politically correct lies. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sam's. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years. He's also pursuing doctoral work in Portland, Oregon. And Pastor Drew and his wife are expecting a baby in April. They live in Westlake, California, and we need our update. Pastor Drew, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be back. Happy New Year. Everything is going great. Boy, right around the corner, this baby's a-coming.
So how is Bruce Jr. turning out?
Bruce Jr.'s getting bigger, kicking a lot.
Yeah?
I can't wait for you to meet him.
That's good. All things well with mom and the health of the baby?
All things are well, and boy, we're getting our sleep now while we can.
Good. Are you going away for that weekend that I begged you to do?
Yes, actually we are.
Oh, good.
We planned it. We're going up to Big Bear. Hopefully we'll get some snow, and we're going to take some time away.
Excellent. I'm really glad you're doing that. That's really good. So today's topic is politically correct lies. I put a list of, I think, 8 of them in the column. Where would you like to start?
Oh, so many places. You know, I was thinking about how if we just live our lives being politically correct, in many ways we don't stand for anything. And it reminded me of an Aristotle quote. Maybe you've already stumbled upon it. I'm sure you're familiar with it. I'm sure our listeners are as well. But
Aristotle, the rapper?
Yeah, the old guy.
Oh, okay.
Who said, "A friend to all is a friend to none." And I just think, you know, if we're being politically correct to one group, then when we go to another group, if we say the same thing, then it's actually politically incorrect to them. So what we do is we often change what we say, so wherever we go, we'll fit in with that group, and we're just trying to be a friend to everyone, and in the end, we're a friend to none.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I'd be curious how and if you see political correct lies or political correct actions in your church community.
Well,
and among your kids.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's an image that was given to me as I went through seminary that talked about how we shape our identity, and I'll explain it after I give you the image. And the image is of one. Imagine someone standing in the middle of a house. There's a whole bunch of different windows, and there's a person on the inside holding up a candle. And so as you look through one window, you see an angle of that person with that candle. And then if you go to a different window, that person is illuminated, but it's from a different angle, and they look slightly different. I know we don't go around with candles, but just keep following me here.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine all these different angles, all these different windows, that person looks slightly different. And this professor in seminary said the way we live our lives is like every situation, whether it's a student at school or a student with their family or a student with their friends, it's a different window into their life. And they present themselves differently in different areas. In many ways, we can be politically correct at school to our teachers. Students can be politically correct to our parents, politically correct to our friends. And ultimately, there's this fragmentation of identity. And it's confusing after a while trying to keep up with all the different selves or all the different identities. And especially at church, as a Christian, hopefully that should be pervading our entire life, not just when we show up to the church building, but the way we should be living, hopefully, is the same throughout our lives. But boy, it's tough in this world.
Well, especially because it's not politically correct to be Christian.
Exactly.
Or religious. I mean, the irony is, I often say that dads are the last group that could be disparaged with impunity. And the truth is, I should add, the Christians. Dads and Christians are the last groups that can be disparaged with impunity.
Mm.
I mean, when Rick Santorum recently thanked God for the blessing of having him in his life when he did so well in the recent caucuses in Iowa, it was met with derision by those on the left. I mean, just the idea that a politician would have God in their life, which, of course, is how the Constitution in our country was founded, on the basis of a God-based Judeo-Christian ethic. Yet the politically correct world sees any mention of God as weakness or foolishness or stupidity.
I agree. And at the same time, you know, the story of this NFL season is Tim Tebow.
Yes.
His faith. And boy, the comments online. And, you know, I think if he wasn't so bold in his faith, he wouldn't be having as many headlines in a negative sense. I mean, people are really coming after him. It's really been interesting to watch.
I actually love what he's doing. It's so rare to see a sports figure that is any model of goodness. And his story, from literally his conception to his stardom, is, if ever there was a testament to faith, it's his story.
Yeah, I had a friend recently say, because, you know, the last three games, he's lost the season, and my friend made a comment saying, how neat is it that his teammates are saying, even when we lose, we want him to be our quarterback because of his presence in our team and his leadership in our team. That boy, that's standing for something.
Interesting. Really interesting. How much do you see among your high school kids the notion that boys and girls or men and women are the same or can do everything the same? Do you see evidence of that, and do you see any diminution in boys being boys and girls being girls?
Well, besides guys wearing girls' jeans, which I see all the time.
Really?
That's been a very interesting part of my job, is watching high school students, guys wearing girls' jeans, girls wearing guys' clothes.
Why? You've totally...
Okay.
Guys, why are they doing that?
Okay, so that is... I don't understand it yet. Hopefully one day I'll be able to understand, especially as I'm having a son coming up. But right now, among teenagers, that's kind of like the big fashion thing, is I see girls wearing really big, oversized men's sports jackets, baggy jeans, like guys. I've seen girls wear guys' trousers. I see girls wearing big, oversized ties. And on the other hand, guys are wearing tight girl skinny jeans. I've seen guys wearing girls' blouses, even.
What?
It's the oddest thing. And so gender in 2012, I think, is a very confusing thing.
Well, that only goes to that lie that I claim is pervasive, that men and women are the same. Therefore, we could certainly wear each other's clothes. We can all do the same things. No one's better than the other. Versus what I believe is, of course, no one's better than the other. But a boy may be more suited to something than a girl, and vice versa. When it comes to heavy lifting, the average boy is likely to be stronger than the average girl. When it comes to certain academic subjects, the average girl might be better than the average boy. When it comes to homework, girls seem to be a little bit more disciplined than boys. Well, wow, I couldn't be saying anything more politically incorrect.
Exactly. And I think the danger in saying that everybody is the same is that we lose the wonderful uniqueness of both men and women. I'm not saying that there's different value for men and women, but to understand how much they complement one another in their differences and their uniquenesses, I think enhances human relationships so much more than just saying everybody's the same, there's no difference. I think that actually devalues people and devalues men and women more than saying that there's such neat, unique, and valuable differences to both genders.
Well, I completely agree with you, and I do think that in heterosexual relationships, the beauty of it is the complement of each other rather than the sameness of each other. And the differences, I know my wife brings strengths to our relationship that are just not in my vocabulary. And I bring certain things to hers, though she won't usually admit it, that I think help her out. So it's very interesting. I asked Wayne Levine, my previous guest, a question spontaneously, which I think I'd like to ask you. If you could give our listeners one resolution for the year, what might it be?
Wow, interesting. This is the first thing that popped into my mind, but it's I would want to give, and I would love people to consider, giving full attention to the people that they love in their life. I've been so distracted by texting and the screens in my life, whether it's TV, cell, or a computer screen. I just want to give my full attention to my spouse and my friends.
Can you hold that thought? I got a phone call coming in.
Yeah.
I'm kidding!
You got me. See, we expect it, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I think that's a great resolution. It sounds like that's as much for yourself as it is for others. And those truly are the best ones. If we can model the behavior and bring it to others, that would be great. Listen, we are out of time, Pastor Drew. Please tell our listeners where they can find you.
As always, I am writing online at wewillsinganewsong.com.
Wewillsinganewsong.com. We are looking to progress reports for Baby Drew. Thank you so much, and the best wishes to Erica and yourself for 2012.
Thanks, Bruce.
It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view.
Want to put me down? Ask for my opinion, then twist it all around. Supposed to be talking about my father's new CD. Well, two can play that gotcha game. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me.